You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big thanks to Carl Hagelin. You know, welcome back to the show. He'll be with us every Thursday at 12:45. Presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. What stood out to me about the interview with Carl, and we'll get into a couple of Nats notes here in a second. He mentioned John Carlson not necessarily impressing them or that he's surprising them at this point because they kind of are banking on this performance. But I've got a few numbers here I wanted to throw out on Carly. So I'm separating him in a category of all defensemen now. I don't think it's fair to compare him to like Connor McDavid, who's got a few more points than him.
It's not that many more points, by the way.
No, it's not. But like the Hart Trophy,
right.
Some top line guy like Leon Draisaitl who's playing next to McDavid. If you look at just defensemen all over the NHL, Carlson's 11 goals, the most. 31 assists, the most. 42 points, the most. And by the way, he has 14 more points than any other defenseman at this point.
Dougie Hamilton, right? In his second, 28.
He has 10 more assists than any other defenseman at this point. His plus minus, 21. Now, I'm not a big plus minus guy. I think generally if you're on a good team, you have a good plus minus. If you're on a bad team, you have a bad plus minus. People make it into more than it really is. But just know that his plus minus is the best among NHL defensemen. If you're talking about him as a Norris Trophy candidate, which is goes to the best defenseman essentially in hockey, he's got to be in the conversation.
Well, it's also the best in the entire NHL. He's plus 21. Nobody else is.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's plus four.
It's not even just among defensemen. He's better than anybody. It's amazing.
So Pim's penalty minutes this year, he's only taken four penalties all season. That's the number that shocked me when I kind of put the scuba gear on and did this dive during the break. All this other stuff, you go, yeah, of course he's number one. Of course he's number two, you know, non-defenseman with forwards in the category. Points per game. Most defensemen in the NHL who are really good are averaging like 0.8 points per game. He's at 1.4. But Danny, he's taking four penalties all season. The second best defenseman in the Eastern Conference right now, Dougie Hamilton from Carolina, who you just mentioned, just as an example, he's taken 10 penalties.
Yeah.
Over twice as many as Carlson. So we keep talking about the offensive prowess and the display and the points and the goals. He's doing it on the other end of the ice as well. I really do believe he's become, it sounds like a homer thing, but the numbers back it up. He's become the best defenseman all around in hockey.
He's also one of the leaders in block shots, one of the leaders in time on ice.
See, I wouldn't have known about that. He's top five. He ranks fifth in TOI right now in time on ice.
Yeah, this is a complete game. This is not just a one-trick pony. This is not just the Mike Green young guns era where he's just looking for offense and you know hunting assists and goals and everything else. As Alan May says, and much more succinctly than I do when he was on with the Junkies, he doesn't cheat the game. He doesn't do things to try to shortcut and just do breakouts and you know vacate and void his defensive responsibilities. Anything you can do in hockey, besides being a goalie, because that's not his position, he does at an excellent level.
Another element of the Capitals' culture being so strong, right? When they pay guys, they get better. Now, the Redskins pay players and they regress sometimes, or you don't get the guy you thought you were getting who was good another place to come over here to get the big payday and perform. Tom Wilson got a huge contract. Everyone screamed that Brian McClellan overpaid him. He has been good enough to outperform his contract to this point.
Crazy, right?
John Carlson, 8 years, $64 million. I thought that was, even though I wanted to give it to him and I think they had to, probably more money than he was going to be able to be worth. That's a bargain for him at this point,
at this
to be
stage,
completely
yeah.
honest with you. So a great take there by Hagelin on Carlson, but the whole interview was good. If you missed it, use the radio.com rewind function or the fandc.com, as always presented by FH for Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, home of 83 or it's free. FH Fur will clear any slower clogged drain for just $83. If they can't, it is free. Details at fhfur.com. Do you think Nats fans have prepared themselves at all for the possibility that both Anthony Rendon and Steven Strasburg could leave?
No. And I'm adamant about this. I maybe a few that are plugged in have kind of gotten this, and that's why you saw that reaction that you did where he's meeting with the Yankees? What? People are upset when he's meeting with the Dodgers, doing what a free agent does. A free agent player that's in, I don't know, what we like to call demand, is going to take those meetings. He's going to be offered the moon and the stars. I don't think people are prepared, right? It took months and months and months and months for us to hammer home, Yeah, they might lose Bryce Harper. In fact, they probably will. Please don't just assume that that means Anthony Rendon is coming back. That took, I would say, 6 months of taking out the hammer, Mjolnir, and just banging it into the armor so people finally figured out this is what it might look like.
In fairness to Nats fans, I think that was a reasonable thing to assume. Because the Nats essentially said as much. I don't know that they came out. Like, there was no press conference with Mike Rizzo where he said that. But they made it seem like, we may not pay Bryce Harper because we got other guys we got to take care of. Very clearly, one of those guys was going to be Anthony Rendon.
That's how it seemed. And I think the point I would make is, nothing is guaranteed here. And yeah. It was the argument I made at the time. And by very reasonable minds disagree, including you, I think, by the way, that I would have done more to try to keep Bryce Harper because you never know about the next guy. You assume the next guy's going to sign, you never know.
I think not keeping Harper was the right move. That, nothing changes
for me.
But again,
I think that's totally fine. But my rationale was the idea that, oh, they'll just take care of Rendon or they'll just re-sign Trey Turner. Nothing is guaranteed.
I get that, but you're linking the two, and I'm saying they don't have to be compared at all. Like, Harper in and of itself, I think, at $300 million is not something I wanted to do.
I understand.
Regardless of anybody else.
And I get that. I guess I'm only saying this to bring up the point that the idea that this was just going to be a done deal, to me, it never was with Rendon. The same thing here with Strasburg. Now, I still think it's likely that Strasburg comes back, but that's like a 55-60%. There's still a massive opportunity for somebody to say, well, the market's bleak. We don't trust anybody else. We are going to overpay this guy and just sort of, you know, blow all the savings on the house. Even though it's not the dream house, it's not a 26-year-old ace.
Yeah.
It's a 31-year-old ace with TJ. We got to compete. We got to do this. We got to win one of these bidding wars.
Like you, I don't think it's going to happen, and I don't think it is probable in any way. But it's an absolute possibility that we need to start at least discussing as something that could transpire. I don't think we've done that as a show probably well enough. Every time we bring up Rendon in Strasburg, we say, Rendon probably leaves, Strasburg probably stays. And that's kind of where it is. But what if they both go? And what I said at the end of the year, and what I still say now, is if both leave, then this team takes a huge step back. Then they may not make the playoffs next year. They probably wouldn't.
How would fans react to that?
You want a championship, see Boston. I think there'll be some disappointment, obviously. You mean not making the playoffs?
No, I mean that neither of those guys come back.
Okay, so
how will fans handle that?
So let me speak for myself, I guess, first as a Nats fan. I will be furious and irate and livid if they don't pay either of those guys. I will be apoplectic. I'm not going to kill them on the air like I would have otherwise. I think that'll end up showing itself among fans as people will be really upset, but they're still going to be at the rallies clapping and cheering for the videos of the Nats. They're still going to be at opening day when they unveil whatever it is that they're going to hang at Nats Park. You won a World Series.
Yep.
So there's only so much of a bad mood you can be in. And the guys that won you the World Series are Mike Rizzo, who's making these decisions with the Lerners, are the Lerners. So how much anguish and vitriol and animosity can you have? But if they don't re-sign either, I think it'll be unexcusable and it'll be a complete joke. I will be really, really upset.
I cannot answer this question well because of what you said, the factors, where I go, as mad as I normally would be, let's say they lost the World Series. Let's say they lost Game 7 to Houston, which, by the way, absolutely could have happened. They lose that game and they don't sign either one of those guys. I think there'd be no debate. I would be furious. I'd be livid. I can't believe you just let this happen.
My plan all year was, if and when Rendon walked, not even worried about Strasburg yet, to eviscerate them every day for months about how they let this guy leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because unlike Bryce Harper, where I gave them a complete pass because I said, I'm fine with this.
Yep.
Partially, as you just linked it to, because Rendon was going to get signed and Turner's going to get signed. That hasn't happened. Soto would get signed. That's not going to happen, I don't think, with Scott Boras representing him. He'll be a free agent as well. He'll probably leave here. That's the way this works. But my plan was, I'm going to crush everyone who's involved in this that doesn't get this done.
Yeah.
I won't be able to do that now. And I'm just telling you in advance, I'm not going to do that because they won a World Series.
And that's kind of where
I'm at. But we should be able to separate the two.
They won the World Series. I can't get angry. I can't get angry at the idea that, you know, they didn't want to go to an irresponsible level. Irresponsible is the wrong word, but you know what I'm saying, in their minds, a level that was beyond the pale of what they think is an acceptable contract for two guys that, you know, or however it would play out. They won the World Series. I cannot muster anger against them, kind of whatever they do. You know, if they decide, hey, we're not going to be able to compete, we got to rebuild, I go, I disagree with you, but you won a World Series. I'm not mad. I just, that championship, that as unlikely and that run and the way that it all went, just to me, and I think a lot of fans, will just buy them time to screw
up. I'm sure of it.
You know?
I'm sure of it. But I will be livid if neither of them come back. Because, again, I'll use the word inexcusable. After the money they made from the World Series, the growth of this fan base that they just experienced and saw, to turn around and let your best hitter and your best pitcher leave in the same offseason, one offseason after you let one of the biggest stars in baseball leave, to me, that's malpractice.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
I mean, it would be preposterous. What are we trying to be here? We just happy to be here that we won one championship? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. How will you feel if both Rendon and Strasburg leave? And have you in any way prepared yourself for the possibility that both are not here? Which, while maybe not probable, is certainly possible. G&D on the Fan.
A couple years ago, Jeeps, around Thanksgiving, I saw a picture of myself. Just, you know, it was a picture of the kid, but I was in the background. It looked like I swallowed the Michelin Man. I was pudgy, dude. It was gross. I was not pleasant to look at. I saw the success you were already having on EMP 180 weight loss, and I said, I gotta get me some of that, especially this challenging time of year. EMP's got a great special going on right now. It is the Why Wait special. So you buy 6 weeks or more, and you get a bonus week for free.
Really cool, and now's the time. You know, everyone says, I'll start after the holidays. I got this party coming up. It's the worst thing you can do. If you start losing a little bit of weight now, when you get into the gym on January 2nd or 3rd for your New Year's resolution, it's going to be easy on your body. You're going to be down 10, 12 pounds. This will help you because when you go to that party and you inevitably eat those cookies and brownies, you're not going to be adding weight and being heavier than you've ever been before. You're losing weight the days where you're clean on the program. You're going to help yourself out. Becoming healthier through weight loss is 82% about nutrition. So worry about the weightlifting and the running and the cardio and all those things later. Start eating better today. EMP 180's counseling will help you do that. Visit EMP180.com, EMP180.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180, and you will thank us later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The free agency period in Major League Baseball is well underway. Yesterday, the Braves and Phillies both made an addition to their rotation. Cole Hamels in Atlanta, and the Phillies went across the division to the Mets and pulled Zach Wheeler away from New York to bring him in to a much improved collection of arms they're hoping come April that can help pitch them higher toward the top of the division. The Nats are slow playing this, and they have to because they're waiting to see what happens with Anthony Rendon. They're not going to wait all offseason. Remember, they didn't let Bryce Harper hold them hostage either, but they need to know if Rendon is going to sign elsewhere.
Yeah.
Then they have that money to spend. If he's willing to come back, then they need to address the third base need by staying in-house and just handing him the biggest check that they've written any player who is about to leave at any point in free agency. And they're also, from a pitching standpoint, in some ways being held hostage by Steven Strasburg. They have started to talk with some secondary options, including Josh Donaldson, reportedly. just to put out some feelers to see if they don't keep those two guys, what plan B, what plan C would look like. Mike Rizzo told us at the red carpet event when we watched their World Series documentary a few nights ago with the trophy about 3 feet from us as we talked to the
president little backdrop there, yeah.
of baseball operations. We talked to the Nationals' Bruce Allen, except that he's really good at everything that he does.
Or the opposite of Bruce Allen.
Think about that, by the way. I don't know if like the juxtaposition. Team president for the Nats is Mike Rizzo. How often we talk to that guy and how accessible and available he is.
He talked to more people that night than Bruce Allen has spoken to this year.
I mean, easily. Not even close.
In terms of media. Yeah.
But they're trying to figure out how they're going to go about their offseason. The question we're asking you is, have you prepared at all for the possibility that neither Rendon or Strasburg are back? I think everyone keeps telling themselves, I'll find a way to sleep at night when one leaves because the other one's staying. What if both leave?
I think no one is ready for it. That's what I keep coming back to. I don't have great evidence of that. It's just every discussion, and maybe it's our fault. Maybe it's, you know, other folks. Maybe it's experts who have said that. But listen, the percentage chance, if you have to do such a thing, much higher that Strasburg returns than Rendon. I think the Nats have done their move that they did with Bryce Harper. Maybe less acrimonious down the stretch here. But it's this is our best offer. Okay, bye. Right? Because we cannot wait a single second hoping that you'll come back and choose us.
Wookie on Twitter says, kind of depends on how the rest of the offseason goes. And I think that that's probably fair. He says, I'm braced for not having Rendon. So if Strasburg leaves and they reel in Gerrit Cole, how mad could I be? Now you're talking about some fantasy baseball stuff that I'm not quite thinking is plausible. But yeah, if they go get Gerrit Cole, okay, we'll have another conversation.
It's a different combo.
I will say this. You'd pay Gerrit Cole more than you would have paid Anthony Rendon. And I understand that their philosophy is starting pitching, and that's always what they've spent money on. But at some point, I'd like to see you take that big wad of money you're going to hand some guy for being good in Houston and Pittsburgh and give it to a guy that's built your fan base into what it is.
That's right.
Services rendered in my organization should matter, should have a value larger than those in other organizations. At some point, Chris is in Hyattsville on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Listen, so I think the thing that I've been well prepared to lose Rendon just because he's not going to give up the chance to go to free agency and test the waters. And this day has been long coming. I felt like they should have made stronger efforts to re-sign him when they knew he was a top-end talent several years ago, you know, injury concerns aside and what have you. And especially if they had an early idea that they probably were not going to retain Harper. But that's water under the bridge. I would be personally a little bit more upset if they don't re-sign Strasburg, not so much from the Nationals, but from Strasburg, because I don't think any organization has taken better care of a player than the Nats have Strasburg, from being there when he was injured to not forcing him to burn himself out like Matt Harvey. Also, aside from Mike Trout, no first-round overall draft pick has been paid more money by their initial franchise than Strasburg has been paid by the Nationals already. So they've done him right, not to mention his, you know, salary last year. Official salary was $38 million last year. So if it's that important to him to, earn a couple extra $5 million, great. But I will be personally, as a fan, somewhat saddened if he leaves exclusively because of money.
I think all that makes a lot of sense. It's a good phone call. He's earned all that money, though. It's not like they've just been giving some charitable gift to Steven Strasburg where they're paying him.
That's not some tax write-off. But
that guy has been one of the best pitchers in baseball since the day they brought him to the big leagues. That's why they've had to pay him all that money. So I when you say they've been good to him, I don't think in the way that money he's actually, to me, been a discount on the contract he's been on at 7-175. He didn't have to sign that contract. Now, you could say it was a risk for him to keep pitching because he might have gotten hurt again, and after the shutdown – he wasn't sure about his health. You might be right. But as we now know, the 5-0 October, everything that's happened, for him to have continued to play on that contract would have made no sense. He's worth way more than what was left on that deal. So I don't in any way begrudge him of going to the market. Now, if you're saying the Nats end up making the same offer or within $10 million of the Dodgers and he signs with the Dodgers, that would bother you? I can't tell you you shouldn't be bothered. I certainly would understand that. Let's see what happens, though, if they get within $10 million. Because to me, that's the story. The Nats got nowhere near where the Phillies were for Bryce Harper. Obviously, they didn't really care that much about keeping Bryce Harper.
Right.
You and I knew that from dating back way before everyone else seemed to be thinking it was going to happen when you and I talked to Mark Lerner on our show. I think it was last December, like around this time, maybe right after they signed Patrick Corbin.
Right. It was right before. Even been.
Check out the date on the Corbin press conference. I'll bet you it was like this week or so a year ago.
Isn't that why we were there? Because we did it like the manager's office. Yeah.
That was the whole point of the show that day. But point being, you could say, oh, they didn't really want him. They haven't met the demands of some of their players before. So that's on the team more than the player. That's where we'll disagree.
December 7th, 2018, according to my Google search.
2 days from now, 1 year ago.
How about it?
Nico, Roseville.
So I'd be really upset with the organization because simply letting Harper walk, and y'all made the point of Rendon wanting a shorter deal with a larger AAV. To us, I mean, it's really a win-win because towards the end of his career, like I said, he wants to be done, seems within the next 5 to 6. So, I mean, it really works out for both him and the organization. But what would be really upset is how they're not willing to pay their own superstars. It's different how, you know, they let Harper walk, but to let Rendon walk when, you know, it's just extremely frustrating. And I've been checking news constantly to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're all over it. I mean, look, it made a lot of sense not to re-sign Bryce Harper. It wouldn't make any sense not to re-sign Anthony Rendon. The fish has swum up the pond. It's now they've lost the ability to control this, and they're not going to re-sign him. They have not lost control of the Strasburg situation. And at that point, I think you can't lose three of these guys. You lost Harper. I'm speaking past tense. Maybe it's not over, but you've lost Rendon.
Well, let's say you do, yeah.
You can't add Strasburg to that pile. You got to pay him what it takes. If not now, when? At some point, you got to punch through the glass in case of emergency and just pay a dude a bunch of money.
Well, they did, but they've done it before. Now, it wasn't one of their own guys, but they did it with Worth. Jason Worth did not live up to that contract. That was not worth it. That was not a good investment. Now, he helped change the culture, but it was we need to go from an also-ran that's just a 2 out of 3 on everybody's schedule
but
and calendar.
That's not what this is.
I agree with you, but they eventually said, you know what? Screw it. We've got to overpay. I think this is a screw it. We've got to overpay for somebody.
I agree, but here's the difference. At that time, they had no choice from a business standpoint. They did that to try to stem the tide of what was the fan base not growing the way they needed it to, some of the things going on with the Nationals, where it just wasn't happening from a business standpoint.
Right, no, I understand the
now
different time and context.
Now they've got people at the ballpark. They've got all their season tickets purchased for next year. They've got people ready to come back to have their parties on opening day. They don't have to do anything. They could just count their money and let these dudes walk if they want to. And I'm saying, don't do that. How about have a chance to win another World Series next year? Grant and Danny on the fan. Who's going to win the NFC East, Cowboys or the Eagles? We can get into that. Plus, a couple other people want to hop in on how they'd feel if Rendon and Strasburg are both out after the World Series and gone by the start of next year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Evan Abrams of the Action Network is going to join us at 1:45. We'll get some betting tips from him for the weekend. College football, rivalry games, as well as the NFL slate ahead. Cowboys-Bears tonight might get him to make a prediction for us on how that game unfolds. We'll get into the NFC East in a second. Who's going to win the division, Cowboys or Eagles? But we kind of opened up a little Pandora's box here because you and I were just kind of throwing the ball around a bit. And we said, you know, people haven't really been talking enough about the fact that while I think a lot of people have prepared for Rendon to leave, most are still saying, oh, Strasburg's definitely going to stay. There is a non-zero chance that neither is a National and that they have kind of a disastrous offseason, so to speak, after winning the championship. What would you think and how would you react if both leave? Brian is in Herndon. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Grant. Hey, Derner.
What's up, Buck?
How are you, pal?
Happy holidays, you guys.
You too, man.
Hey, to answer your question, guys, I would be absolutely shocked and extremely disappointed in the organization if they let both these guys walk. You know, I played baseball for a very long time in my life, and, you know, it's not rocket science we're talking about here. You know, good players and good team chemistry, that generally builds dynasties. And just to be a one and done because we don't have the, you know, I just don't understand how you can let both these guys walk. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it would be tough to stomach. And I keep coming back to how much money they must have made. Because in the past, I know from having conversations with people with the ball club, their point is always, people act like we're the Dodgers or the Yankees because the learners are rich. And we're not. And that's okay. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to be the Dodgers and have no payroll or the Yankees of 10 years ago and just go spend money on whatever you want. But I need you to be closer to that than the Oakland Athletics. Where every time one of your really good players becomes a free agent, I know they're going to leave.
You're not a farm system. You're not what the Royals were for so many years or the A's were for so many years.
Number 7 media market in the country. Now, I know that their attendance has been way worse than that. You know, they've been below average. Maybe this will change things. You know, D.C. as a sports town reacts when teams win. See the Capitals. It's an event town more than a, you know, game in, game out sports town. In September, Anthony Rendon was pleading with Nationals fans to come to games. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I mean, publicly, after they clinched the playoffs, he said, maybe they'll show up for the playoffs. Now, people can yell at me, and you're allowed to every time I question Nats Park and the energy and the attendance, and I'm just an angry, fat radio guy, and that's fine. But just remember that the guy who is a free agent right now, just depending, you know, debating on where he's going to spend the next 7 years of his life,
said the same
was
thing.
Really upset in September. Luckily, as we all knew would be the case, because nobody does the playoffs and nobody does events and nobody does momentum and winning better than D.C., the playoffs at Nats Park were incredible.
They were great.
Rendon was beside himself happy, as was Strasburg, as was a bunch of the players who you and I talked to. Not like this is just some comment we come up with in a vacuum, who for years have been disappointed by the environment, by the support, by the attendance. All that comes back to, we just can't spend as much because, you know, we're only getting $18,000 a game and you just got all those home dates and all that apparel and all those season tickets bought. Let's act as if for a little while here and see where it gets us. That's you built it and they came. Now let's keep the momentum going.
Right. This doesn't have to be a Marlins situation where you win it and everybody's gone, you know, 4 weeks later.
Let's go to Edwin in Silver Spring. Hey, Edwin.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, man.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I was very disappointed last year that they let Harper go. I mean, I understood it, partially expected it. Even after the fact, it made sense, you know, the way they constructed the team and it won, but I still felt the type of way. To let Strasburg go after, I mean, these are guys that built the fan base. I got into this team because I didn't even watch baseball till 2011. That was my first season following the Mets, and I got into the team because of the hype around, you know, drafting Steven Strasburg. And I remember the first time I even watched him pitch live. They were playing the Florida Marlins back when, you know, Stanton was Mike Stanton before he was Giancarlo, you know. So these are the guys who built the fan base. I mean, Harper filled the stadium, you know, and drew a lot of kids to this team. So how can you – I just can't believe
Here's where they'll luck out a little bit, Edwin, if and when Rendon leaves. If Rendon walks, they'll be able to say, number one, we won the World Series. So when I come out, if I do, and I say, I cannot believe they let both of those guys leave, that is a shame for this fan base, and that is unacceptable. They'll say we won a World Series, and then everyone will say, yeah, you got pwned, man. They're the champions. So they can hide behind that. That's number one. Number two, the other thing is that Juan Soto has become a superstar and is one of the more lovable figures in recent D.C. sports history. I can't get enough of him. I've never bought a baseball jersey in my life. I might buy a Juan Soto jersey. He's the best. Everything about him is it's the American dream. It's the baseball dream. It's everything you ever wanted as a sports fan is Juan Soto's development into what he's become as a now 21-year-old. Really, really cool. Because of what he is now, they've got the next guy for kids to love. They've got the next favorite player for young people. You had Rendon after Harper. Now you've got Soto after Rendon. Michael in Fredericksburg, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Hey, as a lifelong Pirates fan, I don't think you guys realize how good you have it or we have it now. I think they get a really bad rap. I mean, they have played or paid position players a lot of money. See Worth, see Zimmerman. They offered Harper $300 million. I don't know why guys don't seem to want to, you know, come here or stay here. They're not going to offer Rendon or Strasburg a pittance the way Oakland or Pittsburgh would. They're going to offer them a fair market value. But if they take $30 more, as a Boris client always does, I don't really think you can blame them for it. And they are going to need to back up the Brinks truck in a couple of years for Soto. And what you don't want is to be crippled by ridiculous contracts 7 years from now that, you know, completely hamstring you.
It's the price you got to pay sometimes if your window's open. I mean, the Nationals have had to pay the price of really good prospects thriving elsewhere to keep their window alive. It's why teams usually don't do what the Nationals have done, which is win the second most games in baseball, other than the Dodgers, over 8 years. You don't usually keep a window like that. Usually, you trade away your prospects, you got a bunch of veterans, the last few years of those contracts stink, you unload them, you rebuild, you start over again. The Nats' window has remained open. And guess what? It's still open if they are able to bring one of these guys back. It's still an open window to continue to do what they've done. Even though the division landscape has changed, they could still be great next year. It's right there for them.
He's Danny M. Grant. This is the fan Evan Abrams of the Action Network joins us next on G&D.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the fan. Got to shout out our friends from EMP180.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got a couple of buddies in the building who have been very supportive of us, who have helped us for a long time. EMP180 weight loss. Got some big, exciting news coming on their fronts we'll be telling you about in the coming few weeks. So just want to say thanks to all of our friends at EMP180.
Seriously, much appreciated.
And a couple hanging out with us in studio means a lot. So we appreciate
not only the show, but us and our personal lives. Just
indeed.
Just being a lot less gross than we were a couple years ago. So thank you.
Exactly. And I will say that while you and I don't know that we'll ever be, I don't know that we'll ever be dreamboats.
You got to do a lot of work on this face.
They've made our lives better.
Yeah, 100%.
They've made us more socially presentable. So Jim, Goron and company, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. Let's get to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. And to our buddy Evan Abrams, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, tonight, Cowboys, Bears. What's the line? What do you like?
First of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Cowboys, -3 on the road. And right now they're getting 75% of the tickets.
Wow.
And they've been getting pretty much 75% of the tickets all week. The line really hasn't budged much. I think some people would expect Dallas maybe to get to 3.5, depending on the ticket count and depending how lopsided it gets. 82% of the money on Dallas as well. And when you look from a game point of view, especially to what Dallas has been able to do on offense, they rank first in the NFL in 6.5 yards per play. Before last week, they were at 6.7 before facing Buffalo. And let's just put a tiny bit of perspective here. Only four offenses have finished a season averaging 6.7 yards per play or better since 2005. So what Dallas is doing on the offensive side of the ball, extremely impressive, even when you have the week up, the week down. The issue I kind of had with tonight's game when looking at the side, Dallas should be favored by more just based on net yards per play, looking at their – they probably should be a 4 or 5 point favorite in this game. The weather will probably have an impact tonight. 11-mile-an-hour winds are expected, and it's supposed to be pretty damn cold, and the weather service up to 25-mile-an-hour winds, the points for gusts. So it could be messy out there. I kind of like the under in this game, and I would like Chicago. This is a perfect, perfect spot for Chicago, but I want more points. So I really think that right now at 3, Dallas is probably the right side, but I really do think Chicago is in a good spot. It's just not enough points for me.
Carolina and Atlanta, interesting one here. Atlanta's in chaos. Dan Quinn, the buzzards are circling around. Carolina, though, already fired their head coach. I feel like I've seen this anecdotally a million times over. Coach gets fired, short-term performance goes up before they kind of settle back down. I have no idea where to go on this one. I'm seeing 2.5 or 3 in some of the books. I tend towards thinking Carolina, but where are you, Evan?
This is a tough spot. You have a guy there in Rivera for so, so long, and now they're all of a sudden, are they going to change schemes? Are they going to change a little? Especially you don't have Cam, right? So you're dealing with a quarterback. You don't really know the relationship there as well. But from a betting market standpoint, people are lining up for Atlanta. 67% of tickets, 86% of the money. The line opened, you know, from 1 to 2. Now it's up to 3. So Atlanta's getting pushed all week. If I had to play a side here, I'm probably going to look at the total and probably lean at the under. Open 48, 48.5. You're down to 47 now. You're dealing with some real, real key numbers. So don't go under 47, as 47 tends to hit very frequently in the league. If I had to pick a side, I'm probably with you. It's the short bounce back, especially off the fired coach. I'll take the field goal. I think it might go to 3.5. So if you're looking Carolina, you might want to wait it out too.
Evan Abrams of the Action Network. All right, I've got a few college games. I want to go rapid fire to hit on all of them here in just a couple of minutes. So either give me your favorite nugget or maybe just what you like in the line that stands out. Oregon, Utah, major implications clearly for the playoff field. -4.5 Utah in that game.
Everything is screaming under. This is the third game this season that Oregon will have a total below 50. They haven't done that since 2006.
Wow.
So this Utah defense is absolutely stellar. Now it's moved 5 points, so you know I don't love that, and it's absolutely zero value, but man, is it screaming it.
Virginia, Clemson. We've got a lot of fans in the Charlottesville area that listen to the show, as you can imagine. -24.5. Now nobody thinks they're going to beat Clemson, but can they make this a game? Or in it open there, I think it's all the way down to -28 in the hook now. What do you see happening here?
Insane that it opened at 21 at some Jersey books. It got absolutely destroyed, and they moved it a full touchdown. People are absolutely scared at what Clemson can do on offense. 64% of tickets, 66% of the money. Listen, double-digit favorites over the past, since 2012, are 18-0 straight up in conference championships. They don't tend to lose. This is a massive line. I think Clemson's a little bit overrated. I'll probably go Virginia with the points, but damn, that's hard.
That's a lot of points. Last one, real quick. Ohio State, that's a big number, -16 and a hook against Wisconsin.
You don't have a college game on the board right now with more money than Ohio State, 90%. I mean, everybody is going to assume that the Buckeyes keep rolling. The one thing I like with Wisconsin here, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, the clock should run. He should run well. But I have an Ohio State 4-1 ticket to win it all, so that's where my investment is. But down from 17.5 to 15.5, that's going through a key number and getting pretty low. So tough game to bet in that area.
Evan, thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, love it. Thank you, guys.
Evan Abrams of the Action Network.
Sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game.
That'll do it for Grant and Danny on this Thursday. Tomorrow we got your recap of Cowboys-Bears, a preview of Week 14 all around the NFL on a football Friday.
Tallyhotheater.com for tickets. Come see your pal. Do the stand-up comedies in Leesburg tomorrow night. TVUKW up next. Start watching them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.